And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys, the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. And we got an opportunity to talk to one of the board members here. You've heard us talk to T. Gidd before from the Percy Guidry Company down in Lafayette, Louisiana. I had lunch today at a place called Tupelo Honey's. And I think Tupelo's in Mississippi, so that's got to be close to him. I had this guy, man, I had some Southern fried chicken that was unbelievable on a Cobb salad. Really good. T. Gidd, you know how to make Southern fried chicken?
Man, let me tell you something. I don't know if it's as good as what y'all ate, but I can hold my own, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was good because it was on a plate in front of me. That's why it was good.
Let me tell you something, bro. We fry everything. I think we invented frying stuff. You know, we fry shrimp, crawfish, whatever.
Yeah.
What's up, Big Sexy?
Man, I'm on the road. I'm actually on the Chaffala Basin. I'm looking at beautiful cypress trees in the swamp. It's beautiful out here.
What's the temp today?
Let's see. The temp's probably in the mid-70s now.
Gorgeous.
We've been getting a lot of rain, man.
Yeah, I heard that. Like several inches an hour rain. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about selling my bass boat and start building an ark or something.
Yeah. Biblical, dude. Yeah, right. We are getting none. We're getting none. I'm really wishing I had sprinklers. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, man. We got y'all share. I'll try and send some up your way, man.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of it in the ground around us. We're good. So listen, it's the Yardbird Show. And I know you've got lots of ways you like doing chicken. And I just wondered what in particular might be tickling your fancy today.
Well, you know, in Cajun French, we call chicken poulet. P-O-U-L-E-T, poulet. And so bon ton poulet is kind of a little catchphrase that we use around here. That just means good time chicken. And they got a famous... Talking about fried chicken, they got a pretty famous fried chicken place that's born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana. And they do a thing called ripping chicken. And they basically take a chicken breast and they leave it connected on one of the long sides. And then they basically, like a starburst, they just come about 1 inch, 3/4 inch, all the way down from a starting point. Just kind of cut it into like little slivers, but it leaves it connected at that one side.
Oh yeah.
And that way when you batter it and fry it, you know, you basically just rip a piece of that chicken off.
So
why would you do that? What's the benefit?
Looks like a blooming onion then.
Well, yeah, or like we cook like jalapenos.
A blooming onion.
Yeah, we'll hit a jalapeno on a stem and put 4 or 5 cuts in that, right? Same thing. Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
There you go. So the benefit is that you're getting all the seasoning and all the breading and the, you know, the fried loveliness all around each morsel of that arm or that finger, that chicken. And so me and my partner that do the grilling with the Guru Show, we said, man, we could do something like that. We could call it like bon ton poulet, bro. We could barbecue it with the same concept. So, you know, when you're doing a chicken breast, it's a big piece of meat. It's like smoking a brisket. All the seasoning and love is on the outside. It's hard to get it on the inside. So whenever you cut it up like that and you season it with your Cajun seasoning or whatever type of seasoning you love, and then you come back and grill it or slow smoke it, and then you put your barbecue sauce, and once that barbecue sauce starts dripping down them little fingers, man, let me tell you something. That's magic, bro.
Well, you know, we've got we're famous for our big Dutch chicken breasts up here, so we'll have to send you down some of these Dutch chickens we've got.
Yeah,
Dutch, is it like a little turkey?
Yeah, right. Yeah, just a little brother, turkey.
No, honestly,
little brother.
Honestly, our buddy, the butcher, Tim Sobey, sells some Amish chickens that are like Chernobyl chickens. Man, they're huge. And they have 3 beaks,
right? Yeah.
And it'll pop you up.
Yeah, yes. Right. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
I think I read about them in the Book of Revelations.
Right. But anyway, so yeah, that sounds awesome because you're right. If every bite's got that seasoning and that flavoring on it, that's just going to make that a whole lot better.
Could you send me a picture of that?
I probably can. Since you asked, I will.
I just want to get the process down for how you're flaying it. I think I understand, but I want to try it. And, you know, I love those Bloomin' Onions at the Outback. That's the only thing I like there. And I think that would be a really cool, you know, sampler plates are so big when your friends come over. I think that would be really cool to have a bunch of those stood up and have some different types of dipping sauces for them, you know. And I got a nice deep fryer.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what we do. I mean, and the other thing that's kind of common down here, it's actually a local Cajun company that made injecting pretty popular. It's called Cajun Injector, and they make it in all kind of flavors of injectable marinades. And, you know, we inject our chickens because, again, you know, when you're cooking a chicken, the skin is basically an encasement. It's hard to get all that seasoning and that flavor inside of a bird, so... If you got a syringe and you can, but the neat thing is that, you know, you don't have to buy it. You can make your own. You know, you use some, you know, light. I don't like using dark colored seasonings because it kind of makes, when you bite into it, you see that big, you know, dark strain. It's like, what's that? You know?
Right.
So I use some of the lighter seasoning, like, you know, garlic powder, onion powder, some sugar, some, you know, and you basically cook it down. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, whatever. And you just basically cook it down and let it cool off, and then you get you a big syringe and you suck some up and inject it into the leg, you inject it into the thigh meat,
nice.
The breast.
Dude.
And then you barbecue that. Yep.
Dude, I got an idea for you. Do your coating on it. Deep fry that baby, and then have some of Big Bob Gibson's white sauce and dip that baby in the white sauce before you serve it.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Well, dude, you see, that's why I love you guys. See, I mean, y'all challenge yourself. You know, I mean, you don't just take the status quo and run with that. You say, I can make it better. And we did the same thing. You ever heard of barbecue fried chicken?
No. What's that?
Okay, well, we did that. Well, okay, so that's another thing we attempted. And everybody said, well, you know, where'd y'all see that? We didn't. We made that up because we're Cajuns. That's what we do. So you take some chicken parts, you know, the leg, the thighs, the wings, the breast, whatever, and you basically slow smoke until it's about 85% cooked. So what does that mean? Well, you want an internal temperature of around probably 150 to 160. You know, you want it almost cooked. And then right before you pull it off, of course, you sauce it up, right? So you put your favorite barbecue sauce, you let that get tacky, and then you put a skillet on the Cajun grill, and you get that fire hot again, and you get that oil temperature up to, you know, good frying temperature, and then instead of washing the chicken in an egg wash, you wash it in, you don't wash it in anything, because you already got the chicken compound, you got the barbecue sauce. So then you roll it in some flour, and then you throw that in the skillet, and you slow fry that till you get the finished done temperature.
Mm.
And let me tell you something.
Smoked
the first
and fried.
Thing when you know, everybody says, you know, good barbecue, it has a flavor profile. You know, you get that first taste on your taste buds, and then something comes in on the backside. Okay, well, the first thing you taste when you bite into that, because we smoked it with apple wood before we put the barbecue sauce on, the first thing you taste, you would think would be the fried, you know, the friedness. The, you know, when you eat something fried, it has that fried flavor. That's not what you get, bro. You get that apple wood smoke, and then you get the sweetness from the barbecue sauce, and then on the back end, you get that crispy fried chicken flavor.
I know
it's
guys
amazing.
I know guys that will deep fry their chicken wings after they've smoked them. Robbie and I did that a couple times too. Rob Russell.
Right.
I do it almost every time because I don't like the rubbery skin that comes off the smoker. I like it a little bit crisp.
Oh.
So yeah, and I just do it in a Dutch oven. And just get the oil,
he's
hot,
bragging.
Dump them in there, man. It's all good.
T-Kid, he's bragging. He finally got him a Dutch oven after busting my... Can I say balls on the radio?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Listen, brother, we're out of time, but, you know, I love you.
Yeah, thanks for making time.
We love you back, bro. My pleasure. Y'all keep up the good work.
All right.
Come and see us. It's nice up here.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm coming.
All right.
All right, buddy. See ya.
I'll be good.
That's T. Gidd from the Percy Gidry Company, home of the Cajun Grill.
All right. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Bob, it's time for some man law. Hello.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man! Now you're a man!
Hello?
Yep. Today's man law says, man will not live in his parents' house past the age of 27 unless they are ill or he is in the war.
Well, this sounds like a homegrown man law from the Nirmico household, because he's got some men that are approaching that age.
Who just came home from the war.
Right. So I
no,
think
I
that's
actually,
a homegrown one right there,
I
baby.
Got this off the Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
But it did... And
appropriate.
And you know, my boys do not want to live at my house. Although Alex will live with us for a year while he finishes up his
degree.
Engineering degree. Yeah, he has a couple classes. Okay, here's Michigan. Here's college in America. Western. Big engineering school. He's a chemical engineering major. Toughest one you can get. He has 64 credits from another couple of colleges they will not take because, nah, they're snobby. But you've got to take three electives from Western, from one of our foreign professors that you can't understand anyway, at 10 times the price you paid for those 64 credits that we're going to tell you to stuff.
And it isn't even 64 credits he needs. He probably needs like a dozen.
He needs
or
nine.
Something. Yeah, exactly.
He's got 64 that they won't accept.
Right.
Oh, but these are just electives. You know, just take a class, whatever.
Anyway.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I guess it
colleges
will.
In America, we've lost it. We got to do a total overhaul there, pal, because the price, I mean, kids are going a buck and a half in debt.
Right.
And then they say, well, forgive our student loans. No, I'm sorry. You're paying those professors too much. You're paying the administrators too much. We got to reinvent college. Or don't go. There's a better thing. Just go learn a skill. Go down, find yourself the local electrician like Beist Electric in Grand Rapids. Fantastic example. They have a training program. They have a training program. Those electricians at Beist, after a few years of making $70,000 a year, and they're home every night, and they have no student loan debt,
right.
And they have benefits that would blow you away. They get profit sharing. They get company stock.
Yep. It's an option. Right? Not everybody wants to be a college student. Not everybody wants to be a tradesman. That's how things go around, man. It's all good. But if you feel so inclined, hook up with us on Facebook. Bob is on that tweeter. And you can always go to the Grillin' Guys website. It's the Grillin' Guys, one G in the middle, thegrillinguys.com. All the recipe, including the orange thighs, are on there. And I think you'd find something that'll maybe... inspire you to create a little grill envy in your neighborhood, right?
That's right. So. Hit the grillingguys.com. Look for the earmuffs. Sign up for our podcast. Thousands and thousands of people podcast. Get on the train. And that's all I'm going to say.
All right. We'll talk with you next week.